Welcome back to Torah Imechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz, and today we'll be studying Perek Dalet, Chapter 4 of Mishlei. So Shalom Amach continues the theme. There is a tremendous focus on acquiring wisdom, Chachma, Bina, Dea, and Yiras Hashem, and staying away from the path of evil. This strong theme continues in Perek Dalet. It is 27 verses long. So let's begin with an overview of some of the verses, and now we're going to be focusing on a specific pasuk. Perek Dalet, pasuk Aleph. Shumu Banim Musa Av. Listen, my sons, the chastisement of your father. V'hakshivu l'da'as bina. And give ear, pay attention to knowledge and intuition. Ki lakach tov nasati lechem torasi al tazovu. Of course, that pasuk should be very familiar to us. It is recited as part of the psukim right by Hechnasa Sefer Torah, but when we put the Sefer Torah into the Aron Kodesh after Kriyas HaTorah, right before Musaf, that is the pasuk we're actually going to be speaking about today. So I'm going to come back to that pasuk. Ki ben ha'isi la'avi, I was a son to my father. Rach v'yachid lifnei imi, I was tender and an only child before my mother. Vayoreini, from the word Torah, mora, hora'a. He instructed me, meaning the son, the father is now saying, I was a son to my father. I was a tender one and an only one to my mother. And my father instructed me, Vayomer li, and he said to me, I'm in Pasuk Dalet here, Yishmach dvarai libecha shemor mitzvosai v'cheye. Let your heart grasp my words, observe my commandments, and you shall live. Kinei chachma, kinei bina, al tishkach v'al teim imrefi. You shall acquire wisdom, you shall acquire understanding. Al tishkach, do not forget, v'al teim imrefi, and do not turn away from the utterances of my lips. Al ta'azveha, do not leave, do not abandon the wisdom, do not abandon Torah. V'sish miraka, and it will guard you, watch over you. Ahavaha, love her, meaning love wisdom and love Torah. V'sit reka, it will safeguard you. Reishis chachma kenei chachma. The beginning of wisdom is to acquire wisdom. V'chol kenyanech, and in all of your acquisitions, kenei bina, you shall acquire understanding, intuition. So you see, just from the psukim that we go over every day, how much Shlomo HaMelech focuses on that in the path of life, if a person wants to stay on the straight path, you need Yashus, you need Yiras Hashem, you need Bina, you need Das, and you need Chachma. We need to take the lessons of the previous generation and inculcate this to our lives over and over again. The rest of the parak, similarly, prize it, pay attention, it will elevate you, meaning wisdom, it will honor you when you embrace it, it will give your head an adornment of grace, it will crown you with a crown of glory. Hear, my son, and accept my sayings. Hear, my son, take my utterances. If you listen to my advice, the years of your life will be lengthened. Why? Because if a person lives by the wisdom of Torah, then his life will certainly be lengthened. Once again, I am teaching you in the way of wisdom. I am guiding you to go on the path of what is straight. So imagine if how important Shlomo HaMelech felt is the acquisition, the striving for, the listening to Chachma, Bina, Das, Yoshus, and Yiras Hashem, and the Musar Vicha, Torah Simecha. How many times he repeated it? It's not because he had nothing better to do. It's not because there was too much ink for the Ketuvim. It's not because the Torah, the Tanakh, wants to waste words. It's because he is guiding us on the path of life. Pasuk Yud Dalet, for example. No, I'm sorry, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Pasuk Yud Gimel, for example. Hachazek b'musar. Hold on fast to chastisement. El Teref. Do not let it go. Nitzra. Safeguard it. Kihi chayacha. Because it is your life. So if we look to the past, to our teachers, to our parents, to our grandparents, to the Mishorah that came before us, we will accept their Musar, we will accept their teachings, and we will find ourselves on the straight path. The last Pasuk of the Perek, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Al Teit Yaminu Smol, do not deviate to the right or to the left. Haser Raglecha Meira, remove your foot from evil. I want to focus on Perek Dalet. When you hear the pages flipping, it's because I was firm here and I need to turn the pages. I'm sorry if it's distracting. Okay, so I'm turning my page initially. Perek Dalet, Pasuk Bet, Ki Lakach Tov Nasati Lech. Alekach Tov, a good lesson I have given you, Torasi, my Torah, Al Tazovu, do not abandon. Apropos, as we put the Sefer Torah away after Kriyas HaTorah, because what we are saying is that this Torah represents a good lesson Hashem has given to us. And even though we put the Sefer Torah away in the Aron Kodesh, it's not Chas V'Shalom that we're removing ourselves from Torah. It's not that we're putting it away permanently. Torasi, Al Tazovu, my Torah, you shall not abandon. What I want to do for today's Shir, I want to actually quote from the Mikros Gedolos Ketuvim, which I have here, and I'm going to quote from Rashi, Mitzudas David, Ralbag, and the Malbim. Okay, let us discuss what these psukim mean. Again, Peragdal Pasuk Aleph, Shemu Banim Musar Av, listen, my sons, the chastisement of the father, Vahakshivu Ladas Bina, and pay attention to know and discern. Ki lakach tov nasati lechem torasi al tazovu, ki ben hayisi la'avi, I was a son to my father, says the father to the son. Rach v'yachid lefnei imi, I was tender and single before my mother. So let us look. Rashi says, nasat, I'm now on Pasuk Beis, lakach tov nasati lechem torasi al tazovu. Rashi says, nasati lechem hanavi misnabe umidaber b'shluchoso shel kodesh baruch hu. Varehu kefiv. So Rashi says that the Navi, he means Mishlei, okay, Somamach, the prophet here is prophesying, and he is speaking as an agent of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's as if he is the mouth of God, so to speak. So when the Pasuk says, Lekach Tov Nasati Lachem, Rashi's question is, who is Nasati? Who is a good lesson I have given you? Rashi says, Hanavi Misnabe Imadaber B'shlichoso Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu V'Areyu Kefiv. It's as if God is talking. So Hashem is saying to us, a good lesson I have given you, my Torah, meaning Hashem is saying, I gave you this lesson, my Torah, do not abandoned. So that is according the pshat of Rashi, that the Navi here, Mishlei, the composer, is a mouthpiece, so to speak, a shaliach of the Ribono Shel Olam. It's as if it is God's voice speaking to us. Let us look at Mitzudas David. Ki lakach tov, v'cho ya'amar b'musoro, and here, Mishlei is saying in his musar, in his chastisement, halo nasati lechem lemud tov, behold, I've given you a good lesson, u'mechochem, Al ta'azovu, and do not leave my tochacha, as ha Torah hahu. So what is the good musar? What is the good tochacha that we should not leave? This is Mitzudas David, v'cho yomar, b'mosaro, halo nasati lechem lamutov, u'mechocham, al ta'azovu, as ha Torah hazos. Behold, here the Navi says, Mishlei says, the wisest of all men says, the father says to the child, I gave you a good lesson. And do not move from this tochacha that I have given you, from this rebuke that I have given you. What should we now move away from the Torah? Because the Torah gives us every good lesson and every good rebuke that we need. Now we go to the Rabbag. The Rabbag says, Ki lakach tov, ki kvar nasati lechem kinyan tov. I have already given you a good acquisition. Al tazovu esatoa shenasati lechem. Do not leave the Torah that I have given you. Hine ele dvrei Hashem isprach. So the Rabbag says, just like Rashi, behold, these are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otzel amar, she'aman b'lashon ki ilu Hashem isprach yidaber. So Shlomo HaMelech says him in a way, it's as if the Ribono Shel Olam is speaking. So both the Rabbag and Rashi explain that Shlomo HaMelech talks as if it is God speaking. And that's what this pasuk is. So when we say, Ki lechotov nasati lechem torasi al tazov, it's the words of the Ribono Shel Olam. I have given you a good lesson, a good chastisement, a good rebuke, a good instruction book. Isn't that what Torah means? Torah, mora, hora'ah. That means instruction and teaching. I have given you this wonderful portion. Do not abandon it, says the Ribono Shel Olam. And now I want to quote from the Malbim as well. Now, the Malbim is going to comment on Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Beis. Okay, so listen. Pasuk Aleph. Shemu banim musar av, v'hakshivu ladas bina. Listen, my sons, the chastisement of the father, and pay attention to the das and bina, the knowledge and the intuition. Pay attention to the wisdom I am giving to you. Ki lakach tov nasati lechem torasi al tozoguv, ki ben hayisi lav, because I too was a son to my father. Rach v'yachad lefnei imi. It's as if the father now is speaking. I was once a son to my father. I was tender. I was an only child, so to speak, before my mother. Let us go to the Malbim. Shimu bani musar av. Listen, my sons, the chastisement of the father. Rotzel amar, ani agid v'asaper lecha musar av. Meaning to say, I will tell you, and I will agid v'asaper, two forms of telling. I will tell you the chastisement of the father. Hainu ha musar shekibalti me avi. These three psukim are, yes, they're the voice of the Ribono Shel Olam speaking to us. That's Rashi and the Rabbag. They're also the voice of a father speaking to a child, and they're the voice of Mishlei speaking to all of us. So the Malbim says, I will tell you and I will speak to you the chastisement of the Father, Hainu, meaning to say, Hamusar shekibalti me'avi. The Musar, the Father, says that I received from my own Father, the lessons I received from my own Father, just like it says in Pasuk Gimel. Ki ben hayisi la'avi, v'rach v'yachad, if ne'imi, continues the Malbim, v'hakshivu l'das bina, pay attention to das, wisdom and bina, intuition, v'chutz mimash asaper hamusar sh'amar li'avi, aside from what I will tell you, the lessons that my Father told me. Takshivu gam esosher hisponanti bazem mibinasi. Pay attention not only to the lessons that I transmit to you, that my Father transmitted to me, but also pay attention to that with which I have discerned with my own intuition. Adsha al yedei zeh teidu es hadvarim bedia beruah. Until you will know, and through this way you will come to know these matters with clear knowledge. Sha'al zeh amar ladas bina. And that's why he says ladas bina. So here the Malbim says the Father is telling the child two things. One, I'm going to transmit to you what I received from my Father. Shimu banim musar av. Listen, my children, the chastisement, the lesson, the instruction of the Father. In other words, that he received from his Father. Akshivu adas bina means something else, as Mab. It means pay attention to what I've learned from my own life. So we're speaking to Anna, we're speaking to a lad. And the Father says to him, listen what I received from my Father, i.e. your grandfather. Not only that, listen to what I've learned from my own life. Continues Mishlei, ki lekach tov nasati lechem, says the Malbim, neged ha-kabbalah shekibel ha-musar me'aviv. Ki lekach tov nasati lechem, we are speaking about the Kabbalah. Shekibel ha-musar me'aviv. We're speaking about what the person, the father, who's giving the lessons here, received from his own father. Amar, ki lekach tov nasati lechem, and he says, a good lesson I've given you. Hadavar shelakachti b'kabbalah hu davar tov mitzad atzmo. The matter that I have received as a Kabbalah from my own Father, this is a very good matter in and of itself. And I am taking this as a Father, and now I'm giving it and transmitting it to you. Here we have the transmission of the Mesorah, our tradition throughout the ages. What I've received from my Father is very good, and now I'm giving it to you. What about the information that I learned on my own, says the Father? What about what I attuned to, what I paid attention to, what I learned from my own life? Amar shagam torasi al tazov. The Father says, torasi, what I've learned in my own life, do not abandon. So again, listen, Malbim, shimu bani musa'av. The Father says to the Nair, listen, my children, the instruction of my father. Listen to what your grandfather has taught me, what his grandfather taught him, what his grandfather taught him. But not only that, v'akshivu l'das bina, as we go through life, we acquire wisdom and understanding. We acquire intuition and life lessons from what we go through in life. So the Father says, listen to what I received musar from your grandfather. V'akshivu l'das bina, but also pay attention to what I've learned from my own life. I have so much experience. I can teach you as well from my personal experience. Ki lekach tov nasati lechem, a good lesson I have given you, a precious transmission from my Father I have given you. Torasi, my Torah, my life experience, my walking with God, what I've learned in my own life, al to azovu, do not abandon. Ki ben ha'isi l'avi. I too was once a child to my father. I too was once considered a lone child before my mother. So the father comes to the child and he says, I give you two modes of transmission. One is what I learned from my father and my mother. And the second is I give you what I've learned from my own life. So again, Rashi, Hanavi misnabe midaber b'shlichoso shal kadosh baruch hu v'arehu kafiv. Rashi says that the Navi here, Mishlei, is speaking at the mission, b'shlichoso, is the shaliach of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's as if it's God speaking to us. That's what Rashi says. And the Rabbag says the same thing. Ki kvar nasati lechem kinyon tov, al tozov. We're just reviewing. I said these already, explained them. As hatorah, shanasati lechem hagam, hine, eilad v'rei Hashem yisparach. Otzalamar sh'aman b'lashan kilo Hashem yisparach yidaber. Mishlei says it here, as if God is speaking. I've given you a good acquisition. Do not abandon my Torah that I have given to you. Right? And then the Malbim explains so beautifully, I'm not going to quote the whole Malbim again because we're not going to have time, but the Malbim explains very beautifully that there's two levels being transmitted here to the son. One, that the father received from his father, i.e. we transmit to the son the lessons from his grandfather, like Moshe Rabbeinu says in El Zinu. And the second lesson is, learn from your own father. The father says to the child, I also have experience. I can transmit to you a wealth of experience based on what I have learned in my own life. This pasuk, my Mishlei, is quoted for your reference in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yerches of Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says there, Chavivin Yisrael, Shen Nitan Lahem Kli Chemda. How precious, how dear is Israel, that a Kli Chemda, a precious vessel was given to them. Chiba Yisera no daslam Shen Nitan Lahem Kli Chemda, an extra measure of love for Klal Yisrael, because it was made known to them that they were given a precious vessel, Shabo Nivra Ha'olam, through which the world was created. So the Mishnah here says, oh, by the way, this is a teaching of Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva who teaches this. Chavivin Yisrael Shanita Nam Kli Chemda. How precious are Israel that they were given a desirable instrument, vehicle, vessel. Chiba Yisera, there's an extra measure of love. No daslam Shanita Nam Kli Chemda. It's not just that we got this precious vessel, vehicle, instrument, but God let us know that. Shaboni Vroam, and through this the world was created. Shanemar, like the Pasuk says, Rabbi Kuiva quotes our Pasuk from Mishlei, Perikim a Pasuk Dalid, Ki lakach tov nasati, lechem torasi al tazo. When God comes and he says to us, I've given you a good lesson. I've given you a kli chemda. It is here, I'm telling you, I give it to you. You don't have to search for it. Lo b'shamayim, lo me'ever yolam here, lo me'ever layam here. It's not buried underground, it's not on a different planet, it's not in the heavens, it's not under the sea. Hashem not only loves us and gave us a kli chemda, but he informed us that he gave us a kli chemda through which the world was created. What's the proof, says Rabbi Akiva? Ki lachach tov nasati lechem torasi al tazovi. There cannot be better advice for how a Jew should live their life. We must listen to the lessons of our grandparents transmitted to us by our parents, the lessons of our parents transmitted to us through their lives, no matter our age, our stage, and our decade, and then transmit that forward to our descendants, whether it's biological or spiritual or talmidim or biological children or both. And we have to remember that Rabbi Akiva tells us how precious is the Torah, the kli chemda by which we live our lives. But not only is it precious, God let us know that we received this gift and we shall never abandon our Torah. Thank you so much. I wish everyone a wonderful day. Kol tov, and we'll continue tomorrow. Be'ezrat Hashem.
Thank you, everybody, for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat and Le'zecher Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Razel Rachel, Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Tzeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo. May the Neshamot have a liur in the merit of these Divrei Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful day.